Hachette Audio presents The Ultimate Betrayal. Written by Kimberla Lawson Roby. Read by Maria Howell and Tracy Lay.
For my uncle, Clifton Tennant Jr., January 9, 1930, to June 15, 2014. I miss you dearly, and I will love you always. Chapter 1. Alicia's prayers had been answered. She and Philip were finally going to be married, again. It had been 6 years since their first wedding, but in 2 months, she would walk down the aisle of her father's church and live happily ever after. She was fully committed to Philip this time around, and unlike before, she wouldn't betray him. She wouldn't sleep with another man behind his back. Just thinking about how selfish she'd been and how terribly she'd treated Philip still upset her. But thankfully, he finally trusted her again. There had been moments when Alicia hadn't been sure he ever would. Still, she'd gone out of her way doing all she could to show him just how much she loved and adored him and wanted to be his wife. From this point on, they would be together until death do us part, no matter what. Philip stood at the bedroom window of Alicia's condo, looking as handsome as ever, and Alicia smiled at him. He winked at her, but continued his phone conversation. He'd driven over last night and was now on the phone with her dad, discussing church business. Philip had returned to his assistant pastor position at Deliverance Outreach in Mitchell, Illinois, which was the reason he and Alicia had purchased a home there. With all his church responsibilities, it was better for him to reside in the same city as his job so he would have quick access to the church and to any members who needed him. Philip had moved in a month ago, but it wouldn't be long before Alicia joined him, as she now had a buyer for her Chicago area condo and would be closing on the sale in 6 weeks. She'd even begun moving some of her belongings out to the house in Mitchell. She would certainly miss Covington Park, along with much of the culture and excitement that the Chicago area provided, but she also couldn't wait for her and Philip to live as husband and wife again. Things were going to be good between them. They would have a great life, and she thanked God for second chances. As a matter of fact, God had blessed her in such a tremendous way that she sometimes shed tears uncontrollably. Here, she'd committed adultery against Philip, hurting him to the core. Yet he'd found it in his heart to forgive her, and he'd never once stopped loving her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?